Welcome to the Midwest Happy Hour. We're your hosts, Lacey and Haley.
Join us for a drink and a chat with a new Midwest small town perspective on topics that will keep you learning, laughing, and growing.
So let's get into it.
Cheers.
Hello. Welcome back to The Price is Right. Today I have here...
Oh, wait. No, we're not on The Price is Right.
I wish. I'm going to sign us up for Wheel of Fortune. Mm-hmm. You spin with your muscles and I'll do the puzzle.
Yes.
I've been practicing every day, every Monday.
Is that a thing where you can actually, like...
You can be on Wheel of Fortune.
How do they select?
I don't know. I don't think you have to be smart from what I'm saying.
I mean, thank goodness, because...
at least you're the prince.
We better hurry up before Pat and Vanna get too old. But yeah. I also heard that they only record, like, 6 months out of the year, or maybe even less than that. So
wow.
Yeah,
they're
so
like, go, then.
Yeah, they do, like, 10 episodes a day, and then...
No! That is such long day.
Did I just ruin the magic of Wheel of Fortune to you?
No, you didn't ruin the magic. That is such a long work day.
Oh, well, I mean, they're only like 30-minute long episodes. Mm. Even if you do 10 a day, that's 5 hours. But, I mean, I'm sure it takes longer to film. But, hey, if you can have 9 months of the year off, I would do it till I'm old.
Same.
Although, I know Vanna's getting old because she was wearing pants the other day. And I was like, wow. On a more serious note, geez.
Yeah. So before we talk about our drink and get into our subject, I just felt like we had something happen in Central Illinois that kind of rocked a lot of people with the two boys from Prairie Central who had a sledding accident out in Colorado.
Devastating.
And passed away. Like, I even have chills just, like, even bringing it up right now and, like, thinking about being a mom and, like, having kids. That is, like, literally the worst fear any parent has.
Yeah.
With their kid.
And you're, like, on vacation, spring break. You're, like, party, whatever. And
let's have a great time. They were best friends. Just wanting to have fun sledding, and a terrible accident occurred. And I just wanted to say, like,
condolences.
Yeah, like, hugs. I could only imagine. Especially, like, all of their friends.
And I think the dad was a coach.
Yeah, yeah, I read that in the
like,
article.
They were very prominent, like, athletes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is just, anytime my kids are dying, period. But, like, in high school, you don't think, especially at that age, you don't think you're going to die.
No.
Nobody's.
Not at all.
That's why they did what they did, I'm assuming. Like, they didn't go out there, like, let's go see if we can die.
Right.
They just wanted to go out and have a good spring break and jump on a sled and... Craziness.
Yeah. Right.
Like, oh my gosh.
It, like, makes me sick to my stomach because as a parent, your job is to protect your kids.
Yeah.
And I always worry that something bad is going to happen to my boys and that I need to shield them from everything. But in reality, you can't shield them from anything.
Right.
Like you have to let them live their lives and just hope that they make good choices and whatever. But that is just such a crazy accident that my heart is broken for that family or those families. And the community. I mean, Prairie Central, if you're not from Central Illinois, it's like 20 minutes from Colfax, so like where we're from. Just wanted to,
don't want to bring it down.
But I just felt like...
Sending love.
Yeah, sending love to
in
the
their direction.
Community for sure, because...
Yeah. And even though they were underage, cheers to them.
Yeah.
To have a beer... Or a drink on that.
Water. Okay. So
our drink,
speaking of our drink.
Our drink is... Ba-ba-boom!
We got this from Astron Indigo. And it's in booze. Alcohol infusion kit. And it makes 8 to 10 cocktails. And I already talked about this on our Instagram, but this flavor is mango habanero margarita.
Yum!
And it is spicy.
It's
Spicy. And it's only been soaking for like 2.5 days. On the back it says let it soak for 3 days in at least two cups of tequila.
If you're watching the video.
Yeah, it made it nice dark. And dark.
Yeah.
I love it.
The tequila that we use is Espolòn.
Yeah.
Espolòn. I don't know. I speak very... Un poquitito
de Espolòn. And then on the back it says, like, you can make it with... So when you're actually making the drink, you use, like, Fresca, sparkling water, or lemon lime.
Fresca!
So we chose Fresca. And then we had some lime, salt.
I feel like we're back in Mexico.
Like, this... Like, this is what I think of when I think of, like, a margarita. It does not taste like the, like syrupy green. Crap. Like, it doesn't taste like any of that, like, icky that I hate when I have a margarita. Yes. Like, this tastes just, like, refreshing.
Yes, it's so good. And the spice is out of this
world. It is. But I will say, I'm not, like, huge into spice. So, I just add a little bit more Fresca.
Says the one that ordered a bunch of hot margaritas in Mexico.
No, I only ordered, like, 2.
I ordered 0, because...
Yeah, I never had a spicy margarita until we went to Cabo, but I ordered right after Nancy, and I just said, same as her, and she ordered extra spicy.
Hers was, like, all jalapenos in the bottom. Like, it was the best.
I'm like, I'm getting heartburn.
What have I done? And that was the last time Lacey said me to.
Yes. A shout out to Aster and Indigo for getting these. I wonder where she orders these from. I wonder if it says
made in Michigan.
Perfect. Well, there's different flavors. So there was like a rum one. Yeah. There was like a lemonade one.
Dude,
like,
everybody get out there and try them. Yeah.
Yes.
In boozed, like infused.
Yes. And it's like they have a website, www.inbooze.com. That's INBOOZE.com.
And promo code.
They do not sponsor our show, but hey, in booze if you want to.
Send them an email and be like, you know where we heard you from?
Right.
Those silly girls.
Because these are so cool. I love this. Like, this would be so much fun for a party.
It, like, levels up the margarita so much without even really having to do anything.
Literally nothing.
I mean, yeah.
And I feel like when I think about, like, having get-togethers or a party, sometimes I don't want to just, like, give them wine or Prosecco or
like,
beer.
Guess what I get?
Like, this was so simple, and it's so flavorful.
I want to put it in one of those, like, Gatorade things. Like, everybody just pour a drink out.
Yeah, it's nice and refreshing.
I love it. And I love salt, and I love margaritas, and I love
so,
wine.
Thank you, Lauren, for finding these.
Lauren, please, may we move into your store and live there and try all of your things, because we love them all, obviously. Jeez Louise.
Yep.
I feel like every
we
time.
We sure do.
Oh, yeah.
So speaking of that.
I bought a bracelet, too, that I gave to Grant, but he was ungrateful and ripped on it and broke it, and so I fixed it, and now it's mine.
Yep.
Sorry, Grant. I hope you see this.
Yeah, one day. But we just did an Instagram story. We talked about doing this Instagram giveaway weeks ago, so I apologize.
Time does not exist.
No. And but we went to Aster and Indigo today, and we picked up a few items. So if you go to our Instagram, midwest.happyhour, you can find out what the giveaway is, and then it'll give you instructions on how to
enter
into it. And then what day is next Friday, just so we can actually put that out
there. That would be something like April 1st.
31st. So it's the 31st. Day of the Ridgeview Alumni Game.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so Friday the 31st is when we are going to do our drawing and announce the winners. So there's two winners. There's the first place, and then there's the second place. And then our friend Heather actually was the one who made the sweatshirts for us.
Because she's a nice
thank
lady.
Thank you, Heather. We appreciate it. And they say Midwest Happy Hour on it. So
our logo.
Be excited about that.
Please support us. I haven't made fun of Kendall in a while. No, Kendall, you can't call me right now.
She
just texted me and said, can I call? Thank you, Apple Watch, for an easy reply. Right. I said, no. She doesn't know what I'm doing. I haven't sent her. Oh, she just texted me back, rude. Hope you're hearing this, Kendall. You told me you're behind on the pod, so not my problem.
Kendall,
cheers to Kendall for women. Uh-huh. I keep forgetting, it's not women empowerment.
It's like...
Women's History Month. And uh-huh. Kendall, historically, you have called me during this podcast, so
right.
Thank you for not doing it today. This one's on you, bud.
Right. And I didn't really have too much to say about, like, women's history, but I did kind of want to talk about... Have you guys all seen the reel or, like, the TikTok where it's this, like, the girl doing the TikTok, right?
Okay.
But she acts like she's a woman from, like, back in the day. Okay. Back in the day. And
like, so it'll
like flip back and forth. So it'll flip to the her acting like she's back a woman back from the day, and then it flips to her currently.
Oh, okay.
So like it's her
having a conversation.
It's her, yeah, like having a conversation. So the current one is like getting ready.
Okay.
Getting ready, okay. And then it flips to the woman from a long, long time ago.
Are you talking about like gowns and stuff, yeah, or like corsets? And
yes, like,
okay.
Back in the day, and okay. It says like, where are you going? And then it flips to the girl, the current girl, and says, I'm getting ready for work.
Okay.
And she's just like, I'm getting ready for work. Like, kind of like down about it. And then it flips to the lady back in the day, and she gets excited. We can finally work? We can finally work? Like, we can go work? And then it flips to the girl from today, and she like kind of rolls her eyes and puts her head back and says, like, yeah. Thanks for making me feel awful that I feel like I don't want to go to work.
Yes, thanks. We can go to work now. This is what you fought for. Thanks.
Right, thank you.
For me to go and God, be a bartender. Go work and sell insurance to these men.
Right. It made me laugh literally so hard.
Like, yay, women's suffrage.
Right.
Like,
oh, God. It's
remember
so
when we couldn't vote and we couldn't work?
Right. Which brings me, I like just Googled like what are some facts about like women's history.
No women.
And one of them was, so it wasn't until 1965 that all women could legally vote. Because when it was first originally passed, like, it was Native Americans and, like, women of color could not vote still.
1965?
Yes. What the actual
fuck?
That
is fucking embarrassing. There was, like, the Queen of England in 1965. Like,
yes. It's insane. And then also, there was another one. Let me find it. Women couldn't get credit cards on their own until 1974.
Dude! That's not that long ago! No. Like, that's not that long ago at all. That
Flint is, was like, born 11 years later.
Oh, God, don't call your husband's age. Jeez. Poor guy. Oh, my God. Like, because we need a man, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my favorite part is, like, what are you going to do without women? Men, huh? What are you going to do? You're gonna life finds a way yourself through this shit right now? Does your underwear pick itself up off the ground? Did your lunch meat stock itself in the refrigerator?
Right, exactly. But there were some like cool things that I found that it was like, so before, hold on.
Does your butter churn itself? Men? Do your goats make their own milk?
Did you know that before Rosa Parks, before she stood up,
yeah,
that someone else did before her?
Oh, no, I did not know that.
And her name was Claudette Colvin. She refused to give up her bus seat 9 months before Rosa Parks did.
Wow. Women supporting women. Rosa Parks was like, I got your back, girl.
And she was 15 years old.
She all right?
Truly. It says she wasn't like widely recognized, but on March 2nd, 1955, the day she was arrested, she had been learning about Black history at her school, and she just said that my head was just too full of Black history, you know, the oppression that we went through. It felt like
it was bad. Felt bad.
Yeah, and that she just felt like she couldn't get up.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Seriously. Just say no, ladies. Just like the D.A.R.E. program. They should have taught that to us girls when they taught us about tampons. Just say no to anybody, men or women. Be like, no. No.
Right. Lord.
Women. Supporting women.
I'm trying. Oh, something cool that I didn't know was Wyoming was the first territory that first granted women the right to vote. So thank you, Wyoming.
Leaders of the pack.
Yep. Leading the way.
Way to go, Wyoming. I had a... You want to hear a real conversation that happened at the Colfax Bar?
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm trying to think of, like, how this started. But I kind of started it, too. I always kind of start shit. And I said something oh, Patrick said, well, I could vote before you. And I was like, oh, man. Well, that's just when it all started, wasn't it? And a patron of the bar said... Yeah, that's when everything went to hell, when we started letting you women vote. And I go, oh, I thought it was when you couldn't hit us anymore. And he goes, yeah, that too.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah.
It was not a serious conversation, obviously.
Right.
I would not take
if
that.
If you're taking that seriously right now, I think you need to double check what podcast you're listening to.
Also, check your source. If your source is me, recheck your other source. And if you only heard it from me, don't believe it.
But, like, in this, like, article that I'm reading, it also talks about how, like, mothers are less likely to be hired. Which, I mean, I can kind of, like, I could see that being the truth, of course.
Right, if your choice is a mother or, like, same qualifications to somebody that doesn't have kids.
Right. And, like, my job right now is to take care of my kids. Let's say I want to go back into the corporate workforce, which I don't. But if I did and I had to, then they're going to look at my work history. And they're going to be like, what have you been doing for the last 3-4 years?
Oh,
like,
nothing.
I don't know, taking care of my kids.
Yeah.
They're going to say, oh, well, actually, sorry. There's probably a more qualified candidate, which there probably is. Because I haven't had, like, that specific experience.
Right, if they have more, like, work experience, but still, I mean, that doesn't necessarily, just because somebody, I don't know, that's probably a controversial statement, just because somebody has more work experience doesn't make them better for the job.
No.
Like.
But man, can I just say, like, women are literally superheroes.
Holding
we
down the
do
fort.
We do it fucking all. We really do, and it's so annoying. But, like, for example.
Behind the
everyone,
scenes.
Everyone, for example. I'm on my period right now.
Hypothetically, let's say there's a friend that we have that's on their period.
And my day one, day two is always awful. I feel like garbage.
Yeah.
I have awful cramps, back cramps. I'm moody as hell.
I think that's probably
fairly
normal for everyone. Yeah.
Right. I don't want to speak for everyone because I'm not myself.
I'll speak for everyone.
But we are still expected to go to work. To take care of the kids, to make sure we're on our A game, to like literally continue living our life as if we are not going through hell.
Right.
And that bothers me because it's like if I'm feeling like garbage, like if I woke up and I started my period and I call into work, it's like I'm getting probably somewhat reprimanded because I'm calling into the office sick.
Right.
And
quote, quote, sick. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. And it's like I feel like women. When you have your period, like, you,
it's an imbalance.
One, you either should be allowed to work from home.
Right.
During that week
if
of
your
period.
Able.
Literally, I'm bleeding all the time. Especially after having kids. Sorry, everyone. This is a lot.
If you don't want to hear this, fast forward
but
25
seconds.
But
if you're bleeding so much and it's just constant, you feel so uncomfortable being in your work attire and, like, having to act like everything is all peachy.
Right, because
like,
it's not. It's turmoil. Yeah.
Like, why are we expected to just be fine there?
Right, because it's systematic, obviously. If, like, women started, you know, we couldn't get a credit card until 1975. Like, that is the
it's
basis.
It's going to take some more time.
Right. Like, that is, so the basis of, like, hysteria comes from women because they said we were hysterical. That's the same thing where, like, hysterectomy comes from. Do you know that back in the day when women were, like, erratic and stuff, that's where, like, vibrators were, like, prescribed. You would, like, go to the doctor and get fingered. They would be like, she needs to...
I don't like
fucking,
the way you just said that.
They would be like, she needs to go to the doctor and relax. And they would, like... relax you, and that is what I'm saying, is that women are pent up because men are not satisfying us, and we have to have a period every week, and you guys think that we should just bow down and suck your wieners.
Ew.
and we should not, because we have to live with these hormones in our body, and we don't just get to wake up with, like, fucking testosterone every day that's like, right. Oh, let me just shoot myself to the moon.
I will say, I do think men, like, during their a month period, kind of like us, they just don't bleed, but they go through something.
I'm sure they go through, like, hormones, like, as well.
Like, shift.
Yeah, but that's a lot easier to deal with, probably, than, like, I don't know, blood loss.
Oh, 1,000%.
Cramps.
I crave red meat on my period. Like, I need some iron because I'm losing it all.
And it was a good name for that, instead of Aunt Flo.
My periods are literally crazy after having kids. But I will say, and I think I've said it before on the podcast, I stopped using tampons. I use a cup.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because, like, tampons
chemicals.
Are, yes, and of all course. The chemicals. I changed it because of the chemicals. But what happened was, I do not cramp as much anymore, which is crazy.
Yeah, what were the tampons doing?
Sucking. Like, it's like yay. Pulling. It's pulling the liquid in where the cup is just sitting up there.
Right, it's collecting.
Yeah, just collecting.
Yeah, instead of, like...
That's what I read, because I was like, why don't I have as bad cramps anymore?
I cannot wait to get this birth control out of my arm, but I also can, because I do not want periods ever again, because they're
But it's also
horrific.
Not, like, normal.
No, I know. And the crazy part is, like, I don't... Stop me if I've talked about this on the podcast before, but I have...
Dude, we've had too many now, I don't even know.
I know. So, if you haven't heard this before, if you have, fast forward 1 minute. I have the Nexplanon birth control in my arm, and this is my second one. And the first one that I had was awesome, and I didn't have a period. I don't care. Awesome. 3 years, no period, whatever. So then they took that one out, and they put a new one in. Still no periods. Like, I don't have, like, symptoms of, like, hormones or anything. But guess what? This one's implanted too deep in my arm, and I can't even really, like, feel it anymore. And I'm just like... Yeah, and it's been in there, in October will be 3 years, so I'm due to get it taken out anyways. But I chickened out, like, I don't know, maybe 2 years ago. Like, I didn't have it in for very long. Coda's looking at you like a beast right now. He looks like a werewolf.
Like, he was about to say some words to me.
Yeah, he's smiling. But... Anyways, I want to get this removed, but my doctor's acting like it's not that big of a deal.
No, it is. You cannot trust anyone.
I know we can't.
No,
and so I'm terrified. Like, I would rather, like, have my dad fucking get the kitchen tongs out and, like, scrape around in the junk drawer to, like, find something to get this bad boy out of there. Because, I don't know, it's such a conundrum, because I want it in my arm, because I don't want to fucking get pregnant. Like, I'm terrified of, I'm more scared of getting pregnant
than I am
this thing floating into my lungs.
Which I'm, like, kind of interested in doing, which I haven't. But, like, you get this app on your phone, and then you take your temperature every morning.
No, I'm not doing that. I am team vasectomy.
I mean, same.
But also, so, like, when I... got my period when I was, like, 12 or whatever, it's never been normal. Like, I can't track anything. And yeah. So I have no idea if I'm, like, ovulating
but
or anything.
But if you're taking your temperature shifts.
What happens if I drink all night the night before? And then is it different in the morning when I wake up, my body temperature?
Dude, I don't know. Just live a healthy lifestyle.
Just stop drinking, and then I'll know whether or not I can get pregnant. I would rather be abstinent. Like, I would rather... Oh, especially... No, I'm not even... I'm not going to hate on people wanting to get pregnant and stuff, but no, this girl, it's not for me. No. I don't want to see what happens. I already have been traumatized by birth control twice. This is the second time. The other time I tried to get an IUD, and she freaking poked a hole in my uterus with the IUD, just trying to shove it up in there. Yeah, and they acted like that wasn't that big of a fucking deal, which also in my mind, I was like, this is insane that I'm going in here, and she was like, take 6 ibuprofen. And I thought I was like, that's, like, a lot to... I don't take pills, like, even ibuprofen or whatever. Yeah. Like, I take, like, 2 or whatever it says on the bottle. Mm-hmm. And she told me before I got my IUD, she was like, take 6 ibuprofen before you come in. Yeah, and I was like, is it gonna hurt? And she was like, it just feels like a cramp. No, it doesn't! It freaking hurts! Like, and then she poked a fucking hole in my uterus. And have I... Stop me if I've told this before. Like,
no, I've heard that story.
This is about, like,
but it's like just
this is Women's Month. I mean, like, that's what it's like to be a woman. Like, not, I don't.
Yes, everything is literally put on us to get done, and, like, it's always right. just on us. And, like, one thing that, like, really didn't used to annoy me but kind of annoys me now is, like, the phrase, like, and I even said it in the beginning of our podcast, is that, oh, women can do it all. We do it all. But right. let me tell you what, I'm tired. That is so much pressure that women put on themselves. And right. I say themselves because I feel like women want to be so, like, I fucking got this, whatever, yeah. like, fuck the world, fuck whatever, like, I'm doing it. I'm doing it all. I feel like, yes, men probably put some of that pressure on us, but I think it's mostly women, like, put the pressure on all women that, yes, you can do it all, and you can have it all. You can have the kids, you can have the house, you can have the job, you can be the mom, you can be the best wife, you can literally do all these things. Yes, you can have it all. But that is so unrealistic,
yeah.
and it puts so much stress and pressure on women. And, like, I know I had felt that before, and I used to yeah. love that phrase. Like, yes, you're right, I can do it all. I literally can. However, do I want to?
Also, it's no. okay to ask for help.
Yes.
Like, it's okay, like, to be like, I don't want to do this. Can you do this? You know, or just like, I know I can do this by myself, but also if I ask somebody, God forbid a man or another woman to help me out, then this could be, you know, I can make my life 10 times easier by just this one little thing instead of being like, I'm going to do this all by myself. Like, it'll be fine. At what cost?
At what cost? Because yeah. it's like, we're also, like, when putting that much pressure on us makes us live in, like, such a fast-paced life because it seems like we're go, go, go all the time and we're right. so stressed out
right.
that we don't just, like, take a breather and enjoy what we have and what we're capable of doing that day.
Right. Or it's never about, like, us. I don't know how right. to, like, you, I feel like I'm always, like, thinking about others rather than, like, what do I want to do right now? Instead yeah. of, like, well, I know,
yep.
well, he would want me to do this right now, so I'm going to do it. Instead of just, like, I don't want to,
right.
you know, or whatever yeah. it happens to be, you know, yeah. anything. From the smallest things to the biggest things, like, it's okay to be, like, I'm okay right now. I actually did a lot of shit today, and I feel tired and wore out and, like, emotionally drained. Especially emotionally drained, like...
Yes.
Taking on, like, everything.
Yes, it's just, like, putting unrealistic expectations on yourself and each other. And it's like, am I a good mom some days? Yeah, some days. Am I a great wife? Some days.
Right.
Am I a great housekeeper? Some days.
Yeah.
Like, I need to stop putting the pressure on myself every single day that I right. need to complete everything. I need to be the best at everything, or I need to be good, or, you know what? Like, today, for example, I'm on my period. I literally just, in my head, the best, like, day for me would have been laying on the couch
yes.
and watching, like, Guardians Blippi. Of the Galaxy.
Oh,
or something.
Blippi.
Like, something that I would want to watch mindlessly. And just lay Harry there Potter. And, like, just be... And that's just... Yes, Harry Potter. Like, just, like, lay there and do that. However, that was not the case.
Right.
Today. Like, yeah. I was with my kids and doing all that stuff. But I just... So, instead, I really didn't do much with my kids today. I'm gonna say it out loud. I didn't. I just didn't.
Put
I
wasn't it out there.
It. I wasn't feeling I did go to Colfax. We did go to Astron Indigo.
Yep.
I did drive them around for, like, almost 3 hours because I just didn't want to be home and hear them yell at me all day.
And they probably had the best time driving around.
Actually, they weren't fantastic. But
no, they didn't sleep the whole time?
No, Grant slept for, like, maybe 30 minutes.
Jeez, Louise. I couldn't get him to, like,
but,
wake
like,
up.
Which, that brings me to them. Like, a side story, I drove to Lexington because I was like, I'm going to go to the McDonald's at Lexington because I, like,
oh,
I want
them
to
no McDonald's.
Eat. No.
It's a Checkers
yeah,
or something.
Ew.
It's gross.
I pulled up to the drive-in and I was like,
what is this?
No, I'm not. So then I drove to Chenoa.
Oh, next best thing. I'm getting your kicks on Route 66.
Yeah, so then I drove to Chenoa. Went to the McDonald's, drove,
yeah.
Grant ate some chicken nuggets, and then fell asleep. Because I knew he was hungry, so I was like, we need to eat something. And I was hungry, and I wanted a Diet Coke.
Have you downloaded the McDonald's app?
No.
God, it'll tempt you to go every time there's good deals on it. Yeah, they know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
Like, buy anything, get coffee for 99 cents. Ooh. Or, but they have, like, bullshit ones that are, like, buy a 10-piece, get a Big Mac for free. And I'm like, I for sure don't even get a 10-piece McNugget. And I
did.
Yeah. I mean, I will, but I don't, I'm like, I'm just gonna be like, if I'm really fucking hungry, if I eat 10 nuggets, I don't need a Big Mac on top of that.
Right, like, that's so funny. I mean, but if it's like you and a buddy.
Right. I would need extra fries. No.
But anyway, I was saying all of that previously to say that I hope our listeners, who are mostly women.
Hello, that, ladies.
Like, you just stop putting the pressure on yourself.
Yeah. It's fine.
It's exhausting to continuously put so much pressure on yourself to think that you have to do it all and you have to have it all and whatever. Like, yeah. Life is so short. Life is so short that when you're thinking of all the things that you have to do or that you need to do better, it's hard for you to enjoy the moment that you're in.
You know what I've been doing a little bit recently? I've done it, I say a little bit, I mean a couple of times. When I, like, I'm like, okay, today I have until 4 o'clock to do, like, house shit, you mm-hmm. know, whatever it is. And I find myself being like, okay, well, if I start doing this, then I have to do that, and then order, you know. Yeah. Or it's like, if I'm going to sweep and mop this room today, I also have to do these 5 other things before I even can get to that situation. Yeah. And so I'll do 2 of them, and then I'll set a timer for 30 minutes and, like, read or scroll mindlessly on something.
Yeah.
And then when the timer goes off, I get back up and I do, like, the other 2 things.
Yeah.
And then I, like, take a rest. And then I complete my activity. And it feels good. And I go... Right. And sometimes I read in between and I'm like, oh, look at that. I read 25 pages and...
I did all that.
I swept and mopped that room today. Like, well, I'm going to have a beer when I get to work.
When I get to work.
Yeah, no.
No, I think that's great.
Rewards are good, though.
We talked about this earlier, but I just want my kids to go away for, like, 2 days so that I can deep clean the house front, like, bottom reset. To top. And just do, like, a reset. Because if you have kids, you know how hard it is to clean. I'm a morning worker as well.
Yeah.
And I, like, just do my best work. I'm in the best mindset in the morning.
The kids do not want to work in the morning.
No. No, they don't want me to. And Grant is in the stage where, like, I can't do anything.
Come on, Mama.
Or he can't do anything without me.
Yeah.
Which, it is what it is. It's the stage of life, and I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Some days it annoys me in terms of, like, how I can't get anything done. But some days I'm, like, reminding myself... Like, what we've been talking about on this episode so far is that just enjoy the time that you have right now. Enjoy today. Yes, there's a bunch of gunk on your floor right now. And it does annoy the shit out of you, but just turn your head away from the spot.
You can try making your kids clean it. I've tried. I've been working on them a little bit of, but they get so... Grant, especially, is, like, annoyed with me because he's figured out, like, my tactics.
Oh, yeah, he figures out mine, too.
Yeah, I go, let's play with this. And then we play with it for 5 minutes. And then when he's done with it, I go, now we have to clean it up. And he's like, oh, well, it wasn't clean when I started with it. And I'm just like, you know how to clean it up. Okay, put this over there. And he does, like, the thing where he drags ass, like, across the floor. And I'm just like... I am just trying to show you that you are capable of cleaning up and like, and now, you know, now I'm getting shit done too because you're cleaning up a little bit after yourself. And then, but the funny thing is then Bubba flies over there and starts ripping everything back apart. And then Grant's like, bro, I just cleaned that shit up. You know, I'm like, it's fine. We'll work on him. Like, it'll be fine. But that is just, that to me has been pretty hilarious lately. I'm like, okay, we can play for an hour and then... Now in 10 minutes, we're going to clean up a little bit. And they're like, wait, you tricked us. We thought we were just going to play. Now you're making us clean up? Ew, I don't want to clean up. I never want to clean up. And the kids, I don't want to clean up either.
Yeah.
So I tell them.
Have you seen the 400 balls I freaking got for his ball pit?
I know.
Lord,
can I tell you about this commercial that I saw on TV real quick?
Yeah.
Speaking of kids.
Yeah.
So, setting a house. Characters, mom and son. All right, and they build up to it real good. Like, the kid's, like, getting ready for school, you can tell, you know, and then going through the house or whatever. And then she gets ready to send the kid out the door. And I can't remember. I should have rewatched it, but I just was so, like, struck by it. And so the kid gets sent out the door, and he's got one of them poles, like, for blind people. And the mom's like, have a good day, son. You know, like, you do good today, you little sightless little guy. Mm-hmm. And puts him on the bus. And he's, like, going back and forth between the seats. And it's weird because you would think as a blind kid, he would be, like, feeling up the seats to see if anybody's in there. But he's not. He's looking back and forth. And then finally he feels this one seat, and it's empty. And he sits down. And then it just pans to the girl sitting next to him. And she's just, like, staring at him. And then it goes back to this fucking blind kid, and he's just sitting there with his, like, head down, and it looks like they're all getting ready to, like, jump on him or something, you know? And then he smiles, his little fucked up teeth smile, because he's a little kid, you know? And then the little girl smiles back at him, and then it goes, Colgate. No. Smiles bringing people together. I was just like, what the fuck did I just watch? Like, was Colgate, like, you guys were in your advertising, you're up in, like, some building, and this guy's got a board with different pictures on it, and he's like,
blind boy.
Blackened. All right, hear me out. He's going down the bus, and he's not feeling up all the kids in the seats, but he definitely can't fucking see because he's got this stick because he's blind. And then it's dramatic, a dramatic moment, like, oh God, are the other kids going to pick on him? Nope, thank God he smiled at them. He's fucking blind. How does he know what a smile is? Also, like, I mean, I'm sure, but I just,
I just honestly can't. Obviously, that commercial did the job because it stuck in your head.
It did. You know what? I need some new toothpaste and Colgate. Thanks. You really inspired me.
No.
You know, since them kids can get along because he had that perfect smile because of your toothpaste.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, God. Speaking of TV, did you see that Sammy Sweetheart's coming back?
I did not. What do you mean?
Jersey Shore? Because they're still, like, creating shows.
I've seen Jersey Shore Family Vacation. Back. Shut up. She said she would never come back.
Yep. She is coming back. Also, Ronnie's not coming back this... Yeah, because he's taking a break for, like, mental health, which obviously he needed because that's crazy.
Yeah.
Also, I think back to, like, the very beginning Jersey Shore, right?
Love
and then
it,
they
yeah.
got together. And how, like, we would kind of laugh and be like, man, their relationship is so crazy. Like, they are just crazy. No, Ronnie was extremely toxic and verbally abusive.
Yeah,
and
remember when he, like, ripped the room apart and stuff? Like,
awful. He's an awful person.
Tell me you weren't dancing with girls at the club. And there's just cute video of Ronnie fucking getting all
how
alone.
Gross.
And, like,
people, like, looked up to him, like, thought, like, oh, he's Ronnie, like, whatever. No, he was a piece of shit.
Yeah, as evidenced by the teeth that he got put in his head, only an asshole gets those pearly whites, what, like, 5 years ago or whatever. Like,
I just...
You look weird.
Like, he was awful. And I, like,
and
clap when I think of, like, Sammy being like,
peace out.
Yes, and then also saying, no, guys, I'm not coming back, because
that
was...
toxic!
Awful.
Ooh.
But now, I feel like, based on what I've read and what I've heard, is that she's just in such a better headspace, and he's not gonna be there, so she's like, hell yeah, like, I'm coming back.
Snooki and Jay
she posted on Instagram a photo of her with, like, the green screen behind her, like, professional.
Oh my God, can we have Jersey Thursdays again?
Oh my God. Calling Wesley.
Wesley,
can we go to your house?
Yes, Jersey Thursdays, boy.
I wonder if he still listens to our podcast.
Probably not. If you do, Wesley, I'm still mad at you for cheating on me in 7th grade when I caught you holding hands with that girl.
Yeah, well.
Way to go, 12-year-old Wesley.
Hey, he'll be at the...
the b-ball game. Okay. Yeah, and just kidding, I don't care about when we were 12. It was a long time ago. Even though my feelings were real.
Yeah. So real.
I might have just been hormonal.
Oh my gosh. So I'm really excited for that.
Sam, Ronnie was.
Jersey Shore is literally going to pick back up because I think there was I stopped kind of watching the newer episodes, or like even the new season. The
Family Vacation ones?
Yeah, like I've only watched two seasons of the
Family Vacation.
Yes. Which, not because I didn't like it, but I just kind of lost interest. Yeah. But now that Sammy's back, for sure, going back. But that also goes to, like, Vanderpump Rules. Do you watch Vanderpump?
No.
Oh, my God. Well,
Is it real?
It was a great show. Yeah. It's reality TV.
Oh.
So, like, is it real? I guess.
I know, but I mean, I thought it was, like, a fake. Like, what was that stupid movie? Hold on. Move on. I'll think about it.
But anyway, so, like, Vanderpump Rules, I've always loved it.
Blue Mountain State. That wasn't real. That's what I think of when I think of Vanderpump, if you know what I'm saying. It's a restaurant? Oh.
Vanderpump is a woman. Her last name is Vanderpump.
Well, that's good that her first name is Vanderpump. That would be weird.
And so, like, it kind of started with, it was a show about her restaurant, Sir, out in California. And it's the people that work there. Like, the waitresses, and the bartenders, and their group of friends. And it's very messy.
I can't get into that because I'm on Below Deck.
Right. But it's kind of similar. I think you would really like it. Anyway, I say all that to say, it, like, kind of went downhill because some of the people on the cast got kicked off, whatever. So it wasn't really doing well. However, there is some real shit going down with someone in the friend group. She broke off her engagement last season, and then it just got revealed, like, maybe a month ago, that she and this guy who's been in a partnership, kind of like you and Patrick, for 10 years. Like, in terms of, like, what's it called when you're not married, but it's...
It's a...
Civil...
Union.
Union, yeah. Yes. So, like, they're in that, like, type of relationship. It just was found out that... So, this is a new season coming out. Like, it's already been out. It's already been happening.
Okay.
Almost... So, they haven't filmed the reunion yet.
Okay.
And it got found out that... So, Ariana and Tom... Okay. They're the ones together.
Okay.
Raquel is the woman who broke off her engagement. Okay. And she's, like, kind of a mess this season.
Anyway, Raquel.
It just got found out that Ariana had Tom's phone.
Okay.
And found that she sent him a video of her masturbating.
Raquel!
And then, they've actually been having a 7-month affair. Yeah, so, like, shit's going down.
Seven.
So then Bravo picked back the cameras up and started videoing everything again. So the season's going to extend a little bit longer right before the reunion. But,
damn.
Yeah, like, in their friend group. And then, like, looking back at, like, the season, because the affair was going on during the season. And, like, her being friends with Ariana and, like, being friendly, and just, like, the way Tom, then you notice the way that Tom looked at Raquel, and, like, it was crazy.
That's why you camp shit on camera.
But now, like, Raquel kind of saved that show.
Wow.
Honestly. And Tom saved that show because now everyone's talking about it.
Well, yeah, duh. I didn't even know what the fuck that was, like, until, actually, I do see it on the Daily Mail on Snapchat. Oh, yeah. I'm trash.
Yeah.
But that's the only place I see it because fucking the sleazy magazines are like $10 a piece now. So I gotta get it on the Snapchat.
Yeah.
But that's crazy.
Yeah.
I love it.
I love a good TV. But however, I fucking also hate TV because then the next thing I know, I've watched 3 hours after the kids have gone to bed. I'm like, wow, you could have done a lot.
Do you know what?
However, like I said, I'm a piece of shit at night. Like, I can't do shit. Like, I don't want to play. I don't want to do anything.
I've been, like, the iPad, I love so much. I just put a show on and I put my AirPods in so I can, like, walk around and, like, not see it. Or I put it on. I put on a show while I'm folding laundry.
Yeah.
Because I don't have a. Yeah. I don't believe in a TV in the bedroom. Yeah. Because I'm 150 years old.
No, I think that's a good thing.
But I've been watching the Murdaugh trial.
Like, Flint's
I'm watching it from the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, I love it. I did this before, if y'all will remember, the Daryl Brooks trial. I watched the whole entire thing. And, like, the videos, it's, like, 9 hours a day that they're in the courtroom. But, like, obviously, it's not 9 hours of, like, testimony. Mm-hmm. Because there's, like, breaks and stuff going in there. But, I mean, I have wasted, like, I'm on day only, like, 5, and I've been watching and watching. Like, I've wasted actual hours of my life hearing them talk about 300 blackout rounds and all this stuff. But, like, I am invested.
Yeah, I mean, it's insane. Yeah. And so what I listened to this podcast, and they were talking about how the, I forgot his name, but the boy that they said was a hit and run.
Oh, yes. The Buster probably killed.
Like, that's, like, being
investigated. Yeah, because of all the shit that's opened up.
It just, like, blows my mind that there are families out there like that. And he, like, in my head, they're not even, like, they're just one smaller family, like, a smaller part of the United States. Like,
they're not, like, the Clintons or anything, you know?
Like, government, which is a piece of shit. Like, everyone in the government, let's honestly just take everyone out.
Government,
like,
if you're listening, be quiet. Don't listen.
You know everything. Yeah. No, but it just, like, blows my mind that that's, like...
Like, how many people have died surrounding your family? It's fucking weird. Like, something is going on. You have all these guns and, like... Yeah, I don't know. Goodbye, go to jail. Goodbye. But I sidebar to this asshole piece of shit killing his family.
Yeah.
Other people that should go to jail are, I'll say it's controversial, CEOs of companies and stuff like that, like, that make bad decisions for the environment and, like, kill people and poison them and all kinds of stuff like that.
Which, that kind of, like... brings me to, which I wanted this kind of to be its own, like, episode, maybe, once I had more, like, actual, like, stuff written down.
Data.
But it's totally true. And the fact that our government allows companies to put awful ingredients
poison
into, like, the stuff that we put on our body, the stuff that we put in our mouth, like, literally everything
poison.
Is poison.
Poison, poison, poison. Not good for you.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
and everyone, and, like, so I did those polls on Instagram, so we had a lot of people respond, which is really cool.
Yeah.
But it was
easy.
It was interesting to see that, excuse me.
Get the spiciness inside of you.
Right.
It'll help. Mm-hmm. I love when people respond on Instagram. Thank you for interacting.
So, maybe I'll just kind of, like, high level
it
because
over
I think it would be, like, a really cool episode to have. But, like, we had majority of people say that they do not try to eat organic. We had majority of people say that they do not trust big companies such as...
Johnson & Johnson.
Johnson & Johnson, Purina, Big Pharma.
The Koch brothers.
Yep. And then we also had majority of people say that they do look at the ingredient list when they are buying their products. Which I found interesting when the organic... part was not like I would have thought that would have correlated, like, it would have been like, yes,
like,
I try to eat organic and yes, I look at ingredients,
right? But it was the other way
so
around.
I found it interesting, but honestly, most of our listeners were all from Central Illinois, and they're probably also fighting against the organic.
Right,
because
non-GMO
because
controversial.
A lot of our listeners are farmers or, like, farmer adjacent, so, like, I get
the
like,
GMO, like, that could be a whole episode about, like, GMOs and, like, non-GMOs and stuff, but I just was saying that, like, people are going to jail for stuff and being held accountable, like Mr. Murdaugh that killed people, and I think that that is a good thing, and I think people should be held accountable for their actions, specifically men. I think women should get off easier.
But also, it's kind of like, why are things like that allowed? But it's because of literally the Good Boys Club.
Yeah.
Of higher-ups. Our government is literally...
old white men.
Yes. Who
besides Kamala.
Who also receive money from Big Pharma and receive money from
lobbying. We're allowed to lobby congressmen.
So then it's all just like everyone trying to hide each other's dirty laundry. It's disgusting.
They're bought and paid for. Bought and paid for. Like,
and it's our, like, if you, I mean, really, our country was built on the American dream of, like, the hustle and bustle and make as much money as you can. So, like, that's why I feel like people don't actually care about people in America. Like, that's why our culture isn't very, like, family oriented and loving and just like
it's every man for themselves.
Community. It's literally every man for themselves. And how much can I take from that person
to make myself, my life better?
Correct.
Yeah, agree 100%.
Yeah,
it's corporate greed. It's just like it's greed in general. And like sorry, women, you are affected by it too. Like, what was that crazy documentary about? Was it Lululemon or what was the other one?
Not Lululemon because they're
No, what was the other? What's the other one that I bought? Those leggings. It was like the leggings company.
I'm gonna look.
I don't know, but
say, Lacey, look that up.
Lacey, hey, Lacey, look that up. Hey, Lacey, okay, hey, Jamie, can you look that up for us? Yeah, our tech is on it. You know, no, but there was that documentary on Netflix about it, and that was a lady that just like took advantage of her friends that were like, "I love these, I will sell them for
LuLaRoe.
LuLaRoe, yes, that's what it is, LuLaRoe. And that lady was a greedy piece of shit and made, like, millions of dollars. And, like, if you... The documentary is great because she's like, I didn't know it was going to get as big as it did. Not my fault. I had to start getting cheap shit from China. And it's like, you're a bajillionaire. Like, right. Stop. You're a piece of shit, too. Like, right. We should all be... If everybody... If we had communism and we all took care of each other... then it would be fine. It's for the wealth of, and the health of the common. Like... I will take care of you if you take care of me. Like, it should be mutual, you know.
And people should want other people to be, like, healthy and happy. Like, the fact that people are like, oh, well, this stuff that we put in Coca-Cola actually can be used to melt or...
right. Or, like, yeah, Coca-Cola melts rust. And it's like, well, that's good to drink.
Why are we selling soda?
Yeah. Can I do like a sidebar that I've been meaning to say something?
I have a side thing too, but outside of what you're saying.
Okay. I guess I'll go first. Don't forget. Yeah. Unless you want to go first.
I won't.
Because I have it written down. Okay.
So do I.
So I want to make a PSA, which is a pubic service announcement. Okay. That I have worn attire that like is controversial, if anybody cares. I don't know. I just want to say something because it's kind of funny, like the women empowerment thing and like people not helping people. So I guess I will just start by saying there is a subreddit called The Fighter and the Kid, and it's about the podcast The Fighter and the Kid, which is Brian Callen and Brendan Schaub, and it has now become this like hate thing, and like it's a big... If you know, you know. Like, I won't even go any further. But basically, like, Brendan kind of got found out to be, like, a piece of shit. And so people have, like, made this, like, subreddit to, like, call him out on his life. And it's kind of the thing of, like, why are you putting so much energy into, like, hating this person? Mm-hmm. And it's like, I can see it. Yeah, okay, if he's, like, a piece of shit or whatever. But I'm not going to, like, waste my life, like, watching an hour and a half podcast just to, like, take 10-second clips. Right. To be like, look at how this guy sucks. Although, I check it every day, and I love that subreddit, and please, everybody, keep up what you're doing. But the only reason I'm on that subreddit is because I used to love that podcast.
Okay.
And I have, and so I listened to, like, Brian Callen, Brendan Schaub. I love Theo Von, like, seen him in person, saw Callen in person and Schaub. And, like, so then I've worn a sweatshirt that was made by Chris D'Elia, where it's, like, D'Elia, Callen, like, Brian could really use a win right now. And Chris D'Elia was super funny, but he also got found out to be, like, texting teenagers.
Oh, ew.
Yeah, and just being, like, generally, like, not a good, like, roofing girls and, like, taking advantage of them. Like, bad stuff.
Yeah.
Callen, also, same thing. Rapist, probably, and, like, all this stuff. So I just want to say that, I do have that merch, but I also am aware of what is happening, and I do not, like, stand up for them or whatever. Like, I bought that shit when, like, I didn't know all that information.
Why do you get rid of it?
Because I'm poor. No, because I just think, to me now, it's kind of like, it's a funny little bit where people are like, but nobody actually even knows what it is. And also, I'm around old people in Colfax.
Right.
And they just, like, read my shirt, and they're like, what is that? And I'm like, I don't know. I have King and the Sting merch, which was, like, Brendan and Theo, and that podcast is no longer, so now it's, like, a classic. But, like, I bought Fighter and the Kid 3D when it came out and stuff. Like, I just loved those guys, but turns out they're womanizing pieces of shit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it's a struggle.
Sometimes it happens, but I don't, you know.
Oh, man.
It's not like they were my friends, or I wasn't, like, taking life advice from them or anything. Like, it's just a bunch of idiots on podcasts that I, like, spent a couple bucks on their shirts and stuff. Because I listened to podcasts for hours and hours a day when I was cleaning houses. That's right. All I did was listen to podcasts. So, like, I do listen to a million other ones, too. So, like, if all those people turn out to be pieces of shit, I'm gonna have to be like, well, sorry, I bought, you know, freaking Andrew Santino's t-shirt or whatever, even right. though I haven't yet, but who knows? Right. Who knows what the future could hold? So, yeah, I just wanted to say that if somebody's like, oh my god, she's wearing that shirt, I know. It's fine.
Right, maybe don't post it. Maybe just wear it when you're...
I wear it on this podcast. I have, like, twice, I think.
Oh, Haley!
I don't know. I just... It's a shirt. To me, it's like, it's just a shirt. It's not like I'm like, hey... Although, it is kind of funny to tell the old people at the bar, like, yeah, you should listen to them. Because, like, you would probably like them because they're womanizers. They don't know what a podcast is, let alone, like, they don't even know what my t-shirts mean.
Yeah.
Anyways, what did you want to say?
Well, kind of, like, off of that. So, remember, like, Jared from Subway?
Mm-hmm.
Have you watched that docuseries?
I started it, and I fell asleep. I don't know how I fell asleep, because it was so icky.
I started it last night.
Yeah.
And what the fuck? What the fuck? Ew.
Yeah.
Like, it's actually him saying...
Yeah, his voice. Yeah. Yeah, like, oh, we should take the 12-year-old, or whatever. And it's just like...
Don't and he's like saying vulgar things that it's like, you are a monster.
Yeah.
Absolutely a monster. And he, like, you could hear it in his voice how, like, turned on he was. Like, it was sickening. However, it's also very interesting to listen to. Because it was Jared from Subway. Like, yeah. What in the world?
Everybody, I mean, if you grew up in the same time we were growing up, everybody knew who Jared from Subway was.
Yeah.
But it's just crazy that they're like, yeah, come speak at these schools.
Yeah.
Just, like, give him access to children.
Yeah.
But it's funny now, looking back, like, I think, you know, I guess adults did have access to me just because I was, like, loose, like, outside.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I knew not to just, like, go to people's houses and, like...
Right.
The older I get and the more, like, friends that I get and I hear about, like, shit that happened to them when they were a kid. Like, their parents just didn't really, like... Either they didn't know or they just were like, whatever. They go spend time at such and such's house. And to me, it's like, my parents were so far up my ass of, like, what I was doing. I mean, not, like, really bad. They weren't, like, super strict, you know? But they were always like, what did you do today? You know? Or, like...
Yeah.
My parents were up your ass, too. Like, they wanted to know what you were doing, too. Like, they always wanted to know what the fuck we were doing.
I was actually pretty lame.
I know. I never even let a pedo get close. I never was like, haha, just kidding.
Except for that one guy, like, what the F was his name? The old creepy man.
In the van?
No.
Oh, different one. Which one? Mr. Sutherland that got in trouble? That was at school?
No.
Red flag, he had a suitcase full of candy.
Yeah. I definitely ate some of that candy.
Red flag. I don't know.
No, but when I was in the bowling alley, he was, like, stroking my hair, and Don was like, what the... Get away from her. Like, the one time I appreciated
Not creepy
Don.
Daryl?
No, it was...
Some other...
He was old and scrawny. Like, and it was, like, known that he was a weirdo.
Oh. Well, see, that's the thing, too, is those adults backed up each other being like, don't let your kid near that freaking weirdo.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were loose, but we were also, like, we had to, like, check in.
Yeah.
And they were like, where have you been? At a pedophile's house? Don't do that.
Yeah.
That's bad. Don't go to pedos.
Stay away.
Yeah.
We went over quite a few topics here today.
Today was a mishmash. A potpourri, if you will.
Yeah.
If that's what you want to call the episode.
Yeah.
Potpourri. Do you know how to spell it?
Nope, and I
don't. Can you guess spelling potpourri? Lacey, you're in the spelling bee right now. All right, so if you...
Wanted to, like, qualify for in elementary school, and I never did. I was always one of the first ones that had to sit down.
Oh,
like,
man.
When we'd go around the classroom.
I'm a very good speller. I made it a couple times.
Potpourri.
Okay.
P-O. Is that incorrect?
You're at it. You're good.
P. Wrong. P-O. P-O-U?
Nope.
P-O-A?
No. Just
P-O-O.
P-
Poopery.
You've seen Poopery before.
Yeah.
Yeah. P-O-O.
I thought that was like a play on and Potpourri, then, though.
Yeah, so how do you think Potpourri... I'll just let you go, actually.
But it's P-O-O-P, obviously.
Okay.
Poop, A-R-E-E.
P-O-O. P-A-R-E-E. Poopery. I'm not even going to tell you how it's actually spelled. You know what?
It's a tough one.
Everyone. That should just be the name of the episode. I'll spell it for you. I'll spell it for you. P-O-T.
P. And this is why English is so fucking stupid. Where the fuck do you say T? Where's the T coming?
Potpourri.
Potpourri.
The P.
Pottery.
The T is silent. Po. P. P. O. T. P. O. Now you're making me question it. U. R. R. I. That's not right either. P. O. Well, I guess we're gonna have to Google this one. Does anybody have potpourri in their house anymore? Can somebody let us know? Will you tweet at us?
Don't tweet at us. I don't have Twitter.
Send a dove with a messenger pigeon.
And while you're doing that, go ahead and give us a 5-star review.
Please.
Don't forget, everyone, we are switching platforms.
We're doing it.
We're in like the final stages of it.
Getting all the kinks
worked out.
And
I just really hope I'm not, like, losing, or we're not losing listeners.
Don't lose us. We'll figure it out. Email us if you feel like you're going to lose us.
Because, like, Anchor says that we only have 3 other platforms that we're sending our episode to, whereas, like, Podbean, there was, like, 7.
Interesting. We'll do more digging in the technical area.
Yep, we sure will. Joy. Otherwise, thank you all for joining if you made it this far.
Thank you for listening.
And I really appreciate, like, running into people that listen, and then they're like, I loved it.
I know.
Like, I've gotten feedback that Patrick's episode was fantastic.
Oh, nice.
And also, it was really cool. Someone on Flint's team at work. Was like, hey, one of my friends was like, I listened. They were at a happy, like a girls happy hour.
Oh, wow.
And they were talking about.
Hey, have you heard the Midwest happy hour?
Our podcast. And they were saying like our names. Damn. And then ended up saying my last name. And then Flint, or the woman on Flint's team, brought it up to Flint. I was like, I didn't know that was your wife.
Ah.
And she's like, so we'll have to check out their podcast. So that was kind of cool.
Welcome all, and welcome everyone.
Yeah, I bet 5 people listen to the end of
come
this.
Come on, come all. Tweet at us if you listen to the end of this. Send a bird.
Yep.
That's how you tweet. Tweet, tweet. Your boys were tweet, tweet with the little play birds. They weren't really play birds. I asked Aaron Indigo today, but he was like, caw, caw. And I was like, please set down the $8 bird.
Right. Lord have mercy.
We hope you keep listening, and we hope you keep...
Should we just keep...
Oh, wait, that's a podcast that I listen to that you don't
should
even
we just keep drawing this out?
Yeah.
All right, I love you. Thank you all for listening. You. Cheers. Okay. Peace out, Girl Scouts.
Bye.